Joining me live in studio now this morning from Edwards Law Office is J.R. Reichert, and he's here to tell us who wins the coloring competition that was held again by Edwards Law Office. J.R., good morning. Merry Christmas to you.
Good morning, Duke. Dow, good morning. Thank you for inviting us back to your weekday morning show.
Absolutely. Love having you guys in. I think this coloring book competition is fantastic. My kids love it. I have two elementary age boys, and they get into it, and I think it's great for the whole community to do this thing. And it's time to announce our winner. So tell us, remind us the prizes and how this all worked this year.
Well, it is a big thing. It stretches 40 miles, covering every community in Star Valley. We issued over 1,100 coloring books to four schools and the homeschoolers this year, and we got over 1,200 entries returned.
Holy cow.
So if you can just imagine going through all those young people's artwork and trying to make a decision about who, what, you know, and who's best achieving, it's not an easy task. But we do have a clear winner, and in fact, I've got additional winners also. We've got a winning classroom. We've got a winning school. And, of course, the grand prize winner.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, Edwards Law Office is proud to announce that the school that is going to be receiving a choice of movie night or bowling night is Thane Elementary. They actually turned in the most entries by 0.2%.
Oh my, really? So it was that close?
It was that close.
Razor thin.
So that is Thane Elementary, and we're proud of all the artwork that came out of Thane this year. The next one's even a little more scary. We had two teachers, standouts with the turn-ins of their artwork from their students. So we had Mrs. Forsythe with Etna Elementary in the fourth grade. She was the near winner by one entry. Emily Wolfley, who is first good at Thane, has won the class pizza party hosted by Chef Maggie Palin at the Artisan Chef.
Mm-hmm.
So we're glad to buy some artists some pizza.
Fantastic.
So that went really well. So, I know everyone's waiting for this one. And like I said, we had some tough entries. We had 24 sponsors. Each one has picked the best entries at their locations. A lot of parents, a lot of artists took the time to drop off their entries. So, they turned them into Edwards Law Office. We looked through them. We picked a grand winner that was turned in by Archery Unlimited. And that was Caleb Heiner. He is our sixth grade student from Osmond in Mr. Greenwood's class. And his work was amazing. He even included the Northern Lights. We had several artists this year that actually included them when they weren't really even included in the picture they started with. But I know that it impressed a lot of students this year.
You brought Caleb's coloring in, and Dal and I we're completely this looks like it's been printed off the printer. I mean, it's incredible, actually, what he did here for Caleb. So very well deserved.
Well, Caleb's going to get him a crisp $100 bill for his effort and his fine example of artwork. I hope it inspires others. And I'll be glad to get you a picture for the paper, because we'd love to see it posted there.
Absolutely. We'll get it on our website. We'll have it in the newspaper next week as well. And fantastic. Sounds like a great big success again.
This is something that we looked forward to at Edwards Law Office. We support the Valley. We support the state. And clients are a priority. Just making sure that they're as well covered for the welfare, just like we care about our local children.
Absolutely. J.R. Reichert with Edwards Law Office. And congratulations to the winners of this year's coloring book competition, including the grand prize winner, Caleb Heiner from Osmond Elementary, this year's $100 bill winner. It's all part of the weekday wake up this morning on SVI Radio.